Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program was recorded prior to the landfall of Hurricane Harvey.
And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning, and good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have someone on from the community to talk to us about things that is in their expertise, things that they are doing. And today, I have a great guest. He is a superintendent of schools for Splendor Independent School District, and his name is Dr. Jeff Burke. Do I still have you on the line, Dr. Burke?
Yes, sir, you sure do.
Is it okay if I call you Jeff from time to time?
Absolutely.
I don't mean to be too familiar with you, but you're one of the school districts in our areas, and I think Splendor is known for being friendly.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on today.
Oh, it's good to have you on, especially folks who are taping this as the school is preparing for Harvey.
That's correct. We're in the middle of preparations. The Hurricane Harvey is approaching landfall, and we're just trying to make sure that we have all of our processes in place, that we're communicating with our stakeholders and parents and community, and we're ready for any eventuality, and we just want to make sure that we communicate that out to everybody.
And, of course, we'll be one of those stations that will tell you if they have closures or anything. Any pertinent information, we'll pass that on to you during the week. Let's start out by telling us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Burke.
Sure thing. This is my 22nd year in education. I actually come from a family of educators. Both my parents were teachers. My dad was a coach and then became an elementary principal and then later an assistant superintendent in Hardin-Jefferson ISD. And my mom taught fourth grade reading for over 30 years. And so I certainly come by this profession honestly and very, very thankful to be an educator. I started off teaching and coaching at Little Cypress Farm Reesville in Orange, Texas for 7 years. I was the head basketball coach there for my last 3 years. And then I actually got into administration in the Dallas area in 2002 and have been in several different districts since that time. Spent time in Argyle ISD up near Denton, and then went to Anderson-Shiro ISD right outside of College Station. Then went to Alvin ISD and Georgetown ISD as an assistant superintendent, and then I was fortunate enough to come back home. Close to home, relatively. I'm from Sour Lake as the superintendent in Splendor ISD. My wife is also an educator. She is currently employed at Humble ISD as an elementary teacher, and we have a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's great. You got a nice little family going there.
Yeah.
We have something
absolutely
in common. We're both the sons of coaches.
There you go.
My dad was a teacher and a coach for over 40 years. So
right, and just like the children of many educators, I tried desperately not to be one. You know, I was pre-med in college, and then when I actually went to Houston Baptist and played a year of college basketball, and then came back to Lamar to finish my degree and switched my major to English and started coaching Little Dribblers, and that's where I found my passion.
Coaches, kids have to share their father or their mother if their mom's coaching. They have to share them with about 50 to 100 or more other students out there. So we get used to having a lot of stepbrothers and sisters, didn't we?
We sure do.
I guess you've covered that pretty much. But if you don't mind, tell us about Splendora, because our signal goes out of ways, and some folks may not be familiar with Splendora Independent School District.
Sure thing. We're a 5A district, one of the smallest 5A districts in the state, about 15 minutes north of Kingwood. Kingwood, then New Caney, then us, and then Cleveland on Highway 59. We have about 3,800 students. We're growing at about 2.5 to 3% a year. As you know, Highway 99 is connected in New Caney, and we're starting to see remnants of that growth, and we anticipate that we're going to continue at a steady pace over the next 6 to 7 years.
Yeah, it's for those that aren't familiar, 99 is the big beltway that has been going around Houston, just finishing up. And for Cleveland and Splendora and Huffman, it's going to be bringing in a lot, I think, a pretty good-sized growth. I hope yours stays steady. Cleveland's jumped 25% in 1 year.
Yes, they have. And I know that Daryl and his staff over there are doing a fantastic job in making sure that their community is ready for that growth. I was fortunate enough to be in two pretty high-growth districts prior to coming to Splendora. In Alvin, we were growing at about 1,000 students a year. And then in Georgetown, we were growing by about, about 300 students a year. And so I've been, like I said before, I've been fortunate to be in those districts and see some of the processes that were used. One of the most important things that we can do to prepare for that growth is to make sure that we're up to date on housing developments and the pace of that growth. And we work with our demographers to give us frequent updates on where we are. And we typically have, you know, three growth models that we follow. And one of the issues with Splendora, not an issue, but one of the realities is that we don't have a lot of master plan communities. We have large tracts of land that are undeveloped, but we're starting to see some people test the waters on some smaller developments. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 3 to 4 years.
Yes, you do have some large tracts. For a community so close to Houston, it's amazing how many large tracts of land you have around there. And Cleveland, of course, is facing the same thing. Splendora is in Montgomery County, which the county seat is Conroe. And, of course, y'all deal a lot with the Conroe and the Conroe Independent School District. Y'all butt up against that on the west side, right?
We do, right.
Cleveland's in Liberty County. Well, Kingwood and down that way, they're in Harris County, right?
Right. So in East Montgomery County, as we affectionately call it, it's New Caney, Porter, and Splendora. And then as you go further west, we hit Conroe on our western border. So
Splendora has grown. It's got some great facilities. You want to tell the folks a little bit about your facilities and what you have there?
Sure thing. We have three elementary schools. A junior high school, and then a high school. So we have five campuses that we support, plus your standard transportation maintenance and instructional support facility. Prior to my arrival here in February, the district had undertaken a long-range planning process and passed a bond to account for future growth. And so we are in the process of securing a site for an elementary school that will service an existing elementary school that we have that we're going to convert into a 5-6 campus.
Oh, okay.
So when that happens, we're slated to open that elementary campus in the fall of 2019, and we feel that by realigning some of our grade levels, we'll be able to accommodate some of the growth in our secondary campuses, in our junior high and high school. And so we're approaching capacity at our junior high, but by realigning fifth and sixth grade, we'll be able to alleviate some of that alleviate some of that saturation, if you will.
And we are speaking with Dr. Jeff Burke. He is the superintendent of schools for Splendora ISD. And as you said, you've just got a bond completed recently. Just so everybody knows, when did you become the superintendent?
February of this year. So I'm been here about 6 months.
6 months, and mm-hmm. You get to start school with a hurricane.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But it's okay. We, I think like all residents, I'm from you know, all residents of this area, we've been through a lot of hurricanes, a lot of hurricane scares, and I think we are ready to face whatever comes our way, and we'll be prepared. And I think the most important thing in this is that we all pull together and we communicate. And a lot of times I think it's important that you don't panic, that you have good processes and you stick to those processes.
As we were talking about the new school that you're putting up, where is that school going to be located? What's the status of construction? Is it still planning, or where are y'all at?
We're still in the planning stages for that. We have a couple of sites that we're working on for that. We've run into some utility setbacks, water and sewer, and so we're working through those. It will be in our Peach Creek zone, the southeastern zone of our community. we do know that both the sites that we're looking at now are all in that area. But again, it's a matter of making sure that we have the appropriate utilities at the best cost for our taxpayers.
And infrastructure is always tough like that. Does it look like in the areas that you're moving to, they're going to have proper well? I mean, not proper, but are you having wells and water systems put in?
Yeah, we're working with some of our different municipalities and city officials to make sure that we have adequate utilities.
And like we said, Splendor is a big school district, really.
It is. It's bigger than people think. We're almost at 4,000 students, and we haven't seen quite the jump that Cleveland has. But when I was growing up, I went to Hardin-Jefferson.
Okay.
Back in the 90s. I graduated in 91, and I remember Splendor was either a 3A then, or they were just a small 4A. And so, being on this corridor, being on the 59 corridor, the growth will come eventually. And once some of those bigger tracts of land start to be developed, then we're going to see growth, I think, at an exponential rate.
Yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that new recreation park going to be in the district?
It is whenever it opens.
Yeah, when it opens.
I've heard about that. That was one of the first things I heard about when I got to the community. And we're hearing, I'm sorry, pardon me, RT. We're hearing that the water park is slated to open soon, but until we actually see things go up, we're not holding our breath on that one. We hope it comes. We think that'll be a great thing for our community too. But again, we're just working on what we have going right now.
No, we're all hoping that it goes through. It will help y'all's tax base a little bit.
Absolutely, it will.
And speaking of, primarily, would you say that it's homes and residences and a few businesses is your tax base?
Yeah, primarily where it's residences and homes.
And so
that constitutes the majority of our tax base.
If you don't mind, what are some of the things that are going on at the elementary school level? Y'all are trying to get things moved around and get straighted. I know I hate to ask you these questions right here because you can't say a whole lot because you're not sure until the school starts and you get everything underway. But at the elementary school level, y'all are looking for how is it set? Let me get that straight first. Is it 1 through 5 in elementary or?
Pre-K through 5. We have pre-K through 5 at Piney Woods and then K through 5 at our other two campuses. Our pre-K is housed at Piney Woods, so anybody that would qualify for pre-K at Greenleaf or Peach Creek or bus over to Piney Woods.
Oh, okay.
So currently what we're doing now is just monitoring numbers. When you start school, you need to, you have kids that are registered, but then you always wait and see who shows up. And so we base our staffing allocations on that registration and prior year enrollment, and then we monitor those to make sure that we're staying within our student-to-teacher ratios. And then if we have to add or move teachers, we try to do that as early as possible so that kids can develop that relationship with their teacher.
And we're speaking with Dr. Jeff Burke. He's the superintendent of schools at Splendora Independent School District. And that's some of the things people don't think of. Most of us go, okay, a school is you got a classroom and you got hopefully a place for them to play and they eat something. Yeah. The fact is it's hard to take care of 100 kids. When you start talking hundreds of kids, it is really difficult. You have to have Well, you got to have transportation, you got to have food, and you got to have places for all this, and you've got to work all that through in advance, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what constitutes the majority of our work in the late spring and early summer is getting ready to open school. I'm already thinking about next year. You know, fortunately, we have fantastic people that that are over some of those systems that in departments that you mentioned earlier. We have a very collaborative team. We have really strong principals. We communicate well. You know, we meet very often to make sure that we're ready and prepared. And, you know, this year was a little different because we started on a Thursday, which we felt like many of our folks said that this was the smoothest start to their school year ever. And we think it might be because, you know, we were able to be there for the first 2 days of school and really have our teachers focus on processes and relationships with kids. And then, you know, everybody had a break on the weekend, and if they didn't have something, they could go get it.
Yes.
And so we just really felt like starting on a Thursday would give us that time to just kind of start slowly and test the waters and then really start full-fledged on Monday. So it was a good, smooth start, but again, we worked very hard to prepare for that.
Makes perfect sense to me. I tell you what, it's you got to get everybody lined up, the kids. You know, that's the hardest thing is getting started and getting rolling.
Right.
And one thing, I want to get back to your principles and such, but as we said, it is just starting, and we want to remind everybody, I'm sure, of the buses on the road,
right?
And taking care of stop and paying attention. People out there driving, we have everything else on our minds, but a bus and kids, because the buses have to stop a bunch of different places, and it's on us drivers to pay attention and not take for granted that bus is going to continue. Pay attention to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can talk about some of your principles and stuff. You want to talk about some of the leaders you have in your school, some things
sure,
that you're proud of?
We hired a new high school principal. We have a brand new high school principal this year who's been on the campus as an administrator, but Miss Diana Archer was an assistant principal for us, and she prior to that she was the head girls basketball coach, and she's taking over the helm at Swindora High School this year. But you know, we're so excited to see what she can do with that campus, and and to see she has a lot of potential, and is a very very strong administrator, great person. So we're excited to see what she can do there. We have consistent leadership at our other campuses. I think every principal at the other four campuses has been there at least, I want to say at least 3 years.
Oh.
And so it's if not 3 years, they're starting their third year. And that's important on a campus is to have that consistency. And so, you know, each principal is different, but they all have excellent leadership skills. They're great communicators, and most importantly, they care passionately for their staff and for their students.
And actually, it's really difficult to hold on to these leaders in the school when you're right next to the giant of Houston Independent School District. That they're more than happy to hire away anybody they can. It seems
right.
Like.
And principalship's a tough job.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's. God bless teachers and principals and coaches, because the good ones, they're called, much like being a pastor or a priest, in my opinion.
Exactly right. And, you know, when we had our convocation 2 weeks ago, Friday, we talked about that, you know, that we are very much in the service industry, and if you don't, if you didn't choose education as a calling, then you're probably in the wrong profession.
And so, because it is a tough job, and it, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there that you could get paid more, and that's unfortunate. I'm one of those people that believe that teachers and coaches and administrators can't really be paid what they're worth, but at least we could get closer.
Right.
And of course, your end of it, you can only got the money that you can spend on these teachers and such, and it's good to have people that are dedicated and will do the work for you.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about some of the things that's going on at the high school? I know that you're just getting started, but you do have the volleyball program's got to be going, and the football program, and you've got a great facility out there for the football program.
Oh yeah, we just did a lot of renovations to our athletic facilities, new turf field last year. The new bleachers and facility equipment at the softball and baseball fields, new tennis courts, new parking for our athletic facilities. And so we're excited for this year. You know, jumping up to 5A, it was tough. Being the smallest district in the state in the 5A classification is always a difficult jump. But our kids competed. Our coaches are we have great coaches that are very committed. Football is about to start. We have a scrimmage tonight. This is on a Thursday. So we have a scrimmage at 4 o'clock tonight against Orangefield. And then our first game is next Friday, weather permitting, against Tarkington. And we host Tarkington on that Friday night, and it's the Battle of the Bell. And this will be my first Battle of the Bell, a rivalry game here in Splendora. So
that'll be September 1st, right?
September 1st, yes. And we're excited for that, but volleyball's doing well. We have cross country going on, one of the things that I do want to talk about specifically that we have going on in our district is, you know, one of our big focuses in Splendora ISD, probably our biggest focus, is making sure that we have positive, appropriate relationships between, you know, our educators and our kids, and the kids and each other. And so we're really working hard to make sure that we have intentional processes that we use. And so our junior high campus just went through campus-wide training on capturing kids' hearts that really helps them put processes into place to help kids build good relationships. And so we're seeing a lot of dividends from that. Our coaches at the high school, coaches, fine arts teachers, and CTE teachers all attended something called Coaching Greatness, where they work on their leadership skills and their intentionality. And so we've spent a lot of time working on our people and continuing to, you know, they're the greatest resource that we have, our kids and our teachers. And so we want to make sure that we're putting our resources towards cultivating our people and growing them. And in fact, our mission for this year is cultivating exceptional people. And so we want to make sure that everything that we do in Splendora is exceptional, and that we have our relationships at the heart of it all.
And you brought up something, and I've been kind of out of the loop for a while, and all
sure.
my kids are, well, I got grandkids now, so wow. That gives you an idea.
Okay.
Is junior high still the difficult, I hate to use the term, but the breakover area where you kind of leave the basic childhood behind and they're becoming adults? Is that still the hardest area to get communication with the students and teachers?
No, I think our junior high staff does a fantastic job, but you mentioned it. I think it very much is a transition year for our kids, you know, going from the elementary campus, and becoming a little bit more self-sufficient and having a little bit more choice and autonomy and a little bit more freedom. And of course, you have all the hormones going on in junior high, and so
that's true.
You know, but it's a quirky time of in a kid's life, but our teachers are really fantastic, and they care a lot about what they do, and every level of schooling has its own challenges and unique opportunities, and junior high is just one of those challenges, I guess, in a good way.
And we're speaking with Dr. Jeff Burke. He is the superintendent of schools for Glendora Independent School District. This is his first full year starting out with Splendora, well-established superintendent. And I think Splendora is pretty lucky to have been able to pull you in and get you agree to being hired here.
Oh, I'm just very, very thankful for the opportunity. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, my wife is from the Montgomery area, and I'm from Sour Lake, and we're just really happy to be able to find this opportunity this close to our families. And growing up in Hardin-Jefferson ISD and having the one high school town, I think that's such a unique setting, and having come from two districts with multiple high schools, I'm really happy to be here, and the community is fantastic. The district had great things in place prior to my arrival, and so we're just trying to get better every day and continue to work on our communication. But I'm really, really thankful that I have the opportunity to serve here.
What were some of the things that brought you, made you feel like you wanted to serve at Splendora?
Well, you know, when I was in Georgetown, I had had just had our first child, and you know, my wife was teaching there too, and you know, we naturally felt the pull to be back closer to our family, and I at that point thought that, hey, you know what, I think I might be ready to become a superintendent, because I was an assistant superintendent in Georgetown, and you know, I wanted the challenge, and that's one of those things, be careful what you ask for, right?
Yes.
But you know, I didn't apply anywhere else. I applied at Splendora. Came in for an interview, and really, you know, when I came in, I had the attitude that, hey, I've got a really good job in Georgetown. I enjoy what I do. We enjoy living here. But let me, and I was fortunate enough to get an interview with Splendora, and so I came down and spoke with the board, and really connected with the board. Felt like they had really good things going on, and was excited to get called back for a second interview. And then came back and interviewed again, and then was offered the job. And I just think it's one of those things where it was meant to be, because, you know, I just feel a real connection to this community. And, you know, growing up so close, Splendora was never in our district, and so we didn't really compete against them in many things, but it shares a lot of the same characteristics in what I was used to growing up, and I feel like that's what I wanted for my family, for me, and is to be able to have that community that and we're going to change one day. We'll get another high school somewhere down the road, but I think right now we just have a unique opportunity to really do some things that bigger school districts may not be able to pull off. And so I think it's a really good fit. And when I came to interview, that's what I was looking for, a really good fit.
Well, I'm sure that the folks in Splendora are happy to have you. All the feedback I've heard, of course, has been positive. Everybody's real pleased. We've got about a minute or a half here. Is there something that I should have brought out that I didn't? Is there something you'd like to talk about?
No, I think we've covered a wide range of things today, RT. I think one of our major focuses moving forward is to continue to work on our communication. Continue to engage our community and our parents and our students to ask them how we can get better. you know, feedback is very important to us and to our culture, and so we want to make sure that we're honoring that. And so I would say be on the lookout. One thing I do want to mention that I'm glad you brought that up was we are starting for the first time in Splendora ISD history, we're starting our own education foundation. And so that we're in the process of working with some folks to get that going. And the purpose of that foundation would be to help support our teachers in their classrooms, and to start some innovative teaching ideas and help grow our new teachers and really provide just another resource for our school district so that our teachers can continue to grow and learn as well, so that our kids can be served better.
Well, I'm sure everybody's looking for good things from you and the Splendora Independent School District. We'll check back with you later on, maybe midway through the year, or at least by the end, and see how things have gone. And I appreciate you taking the time, and I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to be on my program today.
Sure thing. I really appreciate it, RT. Thanks for having me on.
Folks, my name is R.T. Lowe, and the first Sunday of every month, I host For Your Information here on Cox Radio. If you're having an event, this is for nonprofit events, something of interest to the community, I'd like to help share that information. Send the information to r.t.lowe@cox.com. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Cox Radio here. And Picker, key up that flat top. Take us on home. I want to remind our listeners that the previous program with Dr. Burke was recorded prior to the landfall of Hurricane Harvey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.